Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. A holiday week is upon us, and it's a great time to go walking in the garden. As Dottie's is open for the next couple of weeks, you don't even need to bring your own picnic. Entrance tickets can be reserved at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. It's cool out there, so get your hat and coat and come out for a visit. Please keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a face mask while in public. We just passed the winter solstice, so officially it is winter. However, we're seeing some pops of color in the garden. Along the left side of the pathway toward the children's garden, the sea lavender is beginning to bloom. Also known as status or marsh rosemary, this plant is one that will tolerate a saltier soil and can be found growing near the ocean, especially in the Mediterranean regions. It's not related to either true lavender or rosemary, but the large flower heads, which are nectar-rich and attract bees, wasps, butterflies, and moths, are often used in dried flower arrangements because they last well when dried, holding both their color and shape. In our garden, it's pretty much all purple flowers, but if you want it in your garden at home, it comes in all shades of blue through lilac and pink. If you wander the paths into the children's garden, you'll see the African daisies at the feet of the frog prince are blooming. These vibrant flowers bring color to the garden almost year-round due to our temperate climate. And again, if you have them in your own garden and give them a bit of a trim now and again, they'll bloom for a longer period. If you don't cut them back in the late autumn, you'll give shelter and seed to birds wintering in your yard. Another striking plant blooming profusely in the children's garden is the Mexican bush marigold. These evergreen shrubs have a bit of a sprawl to them, but bloom in a vibrant yellow throughout the fall and winter season. A plant found in small clumps throughout the garden is the calendula. These sunny bright yellow or orange blooms come on herbaceous perennial herb plants that have been used for centuries in natural remedies. This is a plant that attracts butterflies and will generously reseed itself, yet it can become a pest if you aren't careful. If you grow them at home, the blooms are edible and they make charming garnishes for your dinner plates. Another plant, just as lovely in the garden and useful in the kitchen, is the nasturtium. Since we had a bit of rain recently, the nasturtiums, which also reseed themselves, are germinating, and as we walk into the lower meadow, we can see some early blooms. This is another plant that you can grow at home and use in your kitchen, as both the leaves and the flowers are edible. The young leaves have a bit of a peppery taste, and with the flowers are a fun addition to a salad. If you're grabbing a bite at Dottie's, get a whiff of the paper whites that are blooming in the corner of the garden in front of the living wall. If you step just around the corner to get a lift on the electric tram, while you wait, take a few steps into the native garden just behind the bench on the left. There are some very pretty soft yellow and tangerine-colored hummingbird mint plants that have just been planted for the winter season. Also called agastache or hyssop, these take their common name because they do attract hummingbirds. They also attract butterflies, but the minty fragrance of the leaves will repel deer and bunnies. As you walk out Tram Road at the giant Brazilian pepper tree in the El Rincon area, walk the path to where it meets up with the service road to see the coyote bushes in bloom. This is a native California plant that naturalizes well and can be found from Baja all the way through southern Oregon. If you have a hillside to protect and you don't want to spend your life watering it, this plant will naturalize and is said to be somewhat fire resistant. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.